Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins, and thank you for tuning in and supporting CCTA. I hope you go out and visit our sponsors and support them. We have some really loyal sponsors. I know times are tough for some of them, but they're still sticking it out and doing the best they can. There's so much that we could talk about, but there's a couple of important things that we're going to talk about today. And, let me just quote so I don't get the numbers wrong. BLM Incorporated and Antifa riots caused over $2 billion in property damage between May 26th and June 8th of this year.
Good Lord.
2 weeks of riots, $2 billion in insurance claims. So much for the peaceful protest. Folks, the mainstream media and the socialist politicians don't want you to believe that Antifa is involved in it. They don't want you to believe that it's terrorist acts. They want you to think it's mostly peaceful protest. I don't know how you do $2 billion worth of damage in peaceful protesting.
In a relatively short period of time, it's not the whole shebang that you described.
Right.
I wish I could remember the military leader's name that I read about today. But he said that he didn't think the militia or the military should be called out at any time against American citizens. And I thought to myself that President Trump is calling out the militia and the military to protect American citizens' lives. And yep. What in the world's wrong with that?
Well, I guess he doesn't think the police should arrest American citizens either.
I don't know where he came from.
Okay, well, Bob?
I was going to say there is one quick answer. If you go to Lancaster, Pennsylvania, where a judge decided to put, I believe it was 7, quote, protesters in jail, $1 million bond on each or $1 million bail
great.
For each.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these are wonderful sorority people, and they were just there to help and,
right.
and steal $1 million.
Well, if you put all the pieces of the puzzle together, if you look at all that's been going on over the last year or two, you can't help but wonder why. Just prior to a major election, all these different things are happening.
I think it's carefully orchestrated for the purpose of creating chaos and stealing our government from us.
Well, there's enough video evidence out there now of these protesters where they have stacks of bricks mm-hmm. prearranged, sitting there waiting so they have something to throw. They've got frozen bottles of water, cans of soup, and vegetables and things that they throw. They've got all kinds of weapons. One of their main weapons that they like to use now are skateboards
mm-hmm.
because they can ride in on the skateboard, use it as a weapon to bust open people's skulls, and then take off and get out of there. You look at the signs. You look at the way they're dressed. You look at their social media pages. They are all working together as a group. It's organized. They're trained. They are Marxist, socialist, and they are trained anarchist.
Yep.
And I think Bill Gates and Soros, I can't think of his first name right now.
George
Soros, I think they're financing all of this stuff, too.
Well, yeah, there are a number of different organizations that all are under the umbrella of Soros. Mm-hmm. He's got tons of them out there under different names. Black Lives Matter is one of them.
That should be Black Lives Matter Incorporated or something.
It is. It actually is.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But what I wanted to talk about is all of this being orchestrated together. Now tie in the next piece of the puzzle. The whole West Coast is on fire.
Yes.
California, Oregon, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Washington. I think in one place the other day, I can't remember the exact number, but it was in the teens, the number of fires that started in one area. Mm-hmm. The fires are being set.
Yeah.
But Rick, I thought those fires were all due to global warming. How come the rest of the world doesn't have global warming that same way?
And it's horrible. The firefighters are going through the burned down homes looking for bodies.
They are. People have been killed. There are pictures now, pictures and video evidence of these people. On their social media post also, where they're bragging about it. Mm. But their vehicles, they have gas cans in them.
Well, they're catching video, security cameras that are set up, you know, in these fields and things. This is people's property, and they're catching,
right,
you know, these things happening of people driving by, throwing out Molotov cocktails, setting fires, you know, someone torched a truck.
Yeah.
And it spreads like crazy.
So. And there have been a lot of back and forth on various news sites on the web about whether it is Antifa, whether it is particular groups, and whether it can be identified or not. Some say yay, some say nay. I'm inclined to think...
believe in climate change so much they have set fires to show you it's real.
Yeah, who is it?
I don't think
say?
It's that.
Only
I,
in a certain I, portion of the world.
Just saying.
Well, I think it is organized, and I think it is intended to add to the chaos that has been created by the riots in the cities.
Yep. There was a woman the other day, caught guy with the gasoline and matches, and she held him. She was armed. She held him until the police got there.
Bless her heart, yeah.
And so he was one, and they have a number of other ones. Yeah, there.
That was in Oregon, Bob?
Oregon. Woman holds suspected arsonist at gunpoint as wildfires rage.
Wow. Good
and there
for
was
her.
Another incident where the police had arrested an arsonist, and they let him out, and he started six more fires.
Yeah.
Why did they let him out, Mary?
Because they just didn't keep him. He's you know, knife. Catch and release,
well,
like
you're,
New York.
Right, you're talking about these sanctuary states and blue states.
It's unbelievable.
The second time they sent him to the hospital for a mental evaluation. Why didn't they do that the first time? They could have saved a lot of resources and damage and everything else.
Yeah. They did
because
the
they don't have good sense. That's why.
They did the same thing with the protesters. They'd go in there and take them and arrest them, take them downtown. They'd turn them loose. They'd be back down there rioting again in the same night.
Before the police who arrested them the first time had finished their paperwork.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, we're going to take a break to hear from our sponsors. We're going to come back and talk about this some more.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com. Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we were talking before the break about the riots, the amount of damage it was done, and the fires that are burning the West Coast down, and how they've discovered that the fires are being purposely set. So, I was also reminded that I hadn't introduced everybody. So, we have Bob and Mary Griswold.
Hello. Hello.
We have Diane Ruffino.
Hello.
We have Melissa.
Hi.
We have Hal and Rainer.
Hey. Hey there.
And, of course, yours truly, the host, Rick Hopkins. Getting back to the conversation, some more information that's come out is that Attorney General Barr has told prosecutors to consider charging violent protesters with sedition. Now,
well, that's exactly what they need to be charged with.
Well, before we go any further, who wants to give the definition of sedition?
Can you do it?
I've written it down right here. Incitement of, resistance to, or insurrection against lawful authority. And that's from Webster's New Collegiate Dictionary, copyright 1973.
One I've got is sedition is overt conduct such as speech and organization that tends towards insurrection against the established order. Sedition often includes subversion of a constitution and incitement of discontent toward or resistance against established authority. Sedition may include any commotion, though not aimed at direct and open violence against laws. Seditious words in writing are seditious libel. A seditionist is one who engages in or promotes the interests of sedition.
Every single one of them. I'm sorry. Every single one of them. The screaming, excuse me, but F the police, kill the pigs, from like bake, every one of them. That's
an act
that.
Of sedition.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yes. This is actually a serious question, but do you think that college professors have decided we need to change the definition of sedition to help these kids?
I don't care what they have decided. I don't agree with them if they think
it
needs to change.
Nor do I. But
it would not surprise me one bit.
I would doubt that any constitutional course is, that there is any teaching of a constitutional course or anything protecting this country within the college system.
Well, that's a very good point.
I know we have a Sedition and Insurrection Act. I'm not familiar enough with it to explain it. But I think President Trump has mentioned it in recent times. So now that he's got the Attorney General going out. Yes, Rainer.
There's a question I'd like to raise, and I agree with where you're going with that. But to be even more basic than that, before congressional laws, there was the Constitution. Article 1, Section 8 describes the Congress shall have the power to, and then there are a series of things. About the 15th thing down, the Congress shall have the power to provide for calling forth the militia to execute the laws of the Union, suppress insurrections, and repel invasion. Why is Congress not calling forth the militia to suppress these insurrections that are popping up all over our country? Why aren't they?
Because
they're derelict of duty.
Congress can't get anything done.
Well, I think it's more than that. You have the woman who is running for vice president saying they will not stop. They cannot stop. She is telling them to keep going. You have Maxine Waters out there inciting them up into a frenzy.
Then we need to throw the bums out.
Actually, a good thing that happened today was they did file a felony charge against the Senator Louise. Someone help me out here.
I don't know.
She was part of the one where the man, Mr. Green, they were pulling down the Confederate statue, and he fell off the platform and got hit severely, injured. And she was the one who was standing on the sidewalk saying, the police cannot arrest you for doing this. Do it.
Well,
oh,
see,
my gosh.
We've got mayors.
They charged her with a felony today.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
We've got mayors, governors, representatives, senators, all participating.
They're encouraging this. Part of the chaos you talked about at the beginning, Rainer.
Right. So it's all designed to overthrow the current administration and our form of government. It's a Marxist move. And folks, you need to wake up and realize what's actually going on in your country. You can't sit back and just let this happen.
This isn't business as usual.
No, it's not. Your vote was never more important than it is this election cycle. And if you've never voted before, please take time to educate yourself on what's going on and determine, what's best for your country. Don't just follow a crowd. Don't follow your peers just because they're all involved in something and all fired up over something that they don't really know anything about. Take time to listen, to learn, to find out the truth, because the truth is out there. And it's not on mainstream media. You've got to look for it. It's not on mainstream media. The mainstream media is complicit in the lies that are being told. They're covering up the truth. They are censoring the voices that are trying to tell you the truth. So you have to go looking for it.
You know, something that really sticks in my craw is the notion that something like 40% of self-described Christians do not vote. If 100% of Christians voted, we wouldn't be in this mess.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We wouldn't be here at all.
That's a good point, Rainer. Okay.
Well, I think what you're referring to, just going back to the beginning, we would still have morals and values with God in our schools and in our homes. And, they need to vote. You can't sit there and say, what is happening to this world? I don't even recognize it. If you're not making your voice heard,
that's the thing.
They're making theirs heard.
That's the thing that could turn the page overnight.
Absolutely.
I was wondering if Rainer knows what a crawl is.
It's some part of an animal that's used for digestion, and I'm not sure of the details.
Part of a chicken. A chicken doesn't have any teeth. It has that crawl with some sand in it to grind up its food.
My education progresses.
So we had some other news come out today. Last night, I believe it was on Tucker Carlson's show. We have a Chinese doctor who has turned whistleblower and has revealed that she has the evidence to prove that the virus was not from nature, that it's a man-made virus, that it came from a lab where they had the virus from the bats, which cannot affect humans. But after modification and engineering in the lab, it was turned into a weaponized virus. She claims that the Chinese Communist Party military did this and spread it to the world.
Wow. And is she the same doctor who worked in a lab in North Carolina and then in the Wuhan lab as well?
Actually works in the Hong Kong, the largest virologist center in the world.
Is she? Does she expect to live?
She's in Hong Kong.
She talked quite a bit about disappearing. I don't think she's still in Hong Kong. She said she was suspended from her job and suppressed. Her name is Dr. Li Ming Yan, Yan. She did talk about she was being, obviously in China, she was fired from her job and suppressed, obviously there. But also here that Twitter, you know, using their favorite word, spreading disinformation. She is being suppressed here as well. And media is not picking up her story. But she is putting the evidence out there. She said that she has physical evidence, which I would assume would be charts and things like that, of how this came about and how it happened. She said she has it from beginning to end.
I think that's why President Trump calls it the Chinese virus or the Wu flu.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, folks, there's a lot of evil out there in the world, and the Chinese Communist Party is intent on ruling the world. And if you don't believe that, this is a good example of it.
Well, they're also huge on population control as well.
Yeah. Yes.
They're very big. And, you know, having it confirmed is, yes, it's unsettling, it's scary, it's disheartening. But we're really not surprised, are we? I mean, we kind of all had our suspicions from the beginning with, you know, the disinformation that was coming out. There I go using that word. But, you know, it was in a lab and, oh my gosh, it got spilled or something and that's how it got released. And then we hear about the bat and then there were the questions, well, how did it transfer from the bat? And there was a lot of different stories coming out. So, you know, I really don't think, if you really have been following it, are you really surprised that it was engineered, that it was released?
Well, are you really surprised that you're not hearing about this on the mainstream media?
No.
I mean, folks, look at the things we've talked about just here in the last 15, 20 minutes. I challenge you to go to any of the mainstream media and find out anything about it. And if you go through Google and search for it, you're going to find very little about it. And when you do, it's going to be buried way, way down there. But if you're persistent and you know where to search and how to search, we use DuckDuckGo because DuckDuckGo doesn't filter or suppress the results.
Nor does Yippee.com.
Yippee.com. There's a number of alternative search engines out there that don't have the algorithms that Google uses.
And that is very serious that you bring that up. Just download it onto your phone. It's very simple. I know your phones are already set up with Google. It's very simple to do it. And just compare. Just do one search on a controversial topic and just compare what comes up. I mean, that's all the education you need. There, you proved it to yourself.
Right. And not only that, you know how it auto-completes sometimes when mm-hmm. you're going? It auto-complete. That algorithm is purposely auto-completing for things that it wants to steer you towards.
Yep.
You know, it may not be what you were originally looking for, but hey, yeah, I'll go to that one.
Yeah.
So. I want to go back to the China flu for a minute. It's not a surprise that this was engineered in a lab. My question is, who in the United States was part of bringing it here knowingly, and when did it actually get here? These are the things I think we need to know.
Dr. Fauci had a lot, his organizations he's associated with had a lot to do with the early research that happened in North Carolina. And the doctor I was asking you about went from that lab to the lab in Wuhan. So she was a constant in the whole development pattern. I thought from the beginning it was something that had been developed for military purposes as a biological weapon. And we knew that or suspected it strongly. Initially, we just didn't know how bad and how serious it was, hence the abundance of caution early on.
And how many scientists, college professors, researchers have been sent back to China in recent months because they've been charged with strange activity in biology labs.
Mm-hmm. Right. All right, let's take a quick break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll come right back.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we've been talking about the Chinese virus and its origins, and the whistleblower that's come out is proof that it was created in a lab and it was weaponized, and the Chinese Communist Party had something to do with that. Now let's switch and come over here to America, our mainstream media. What have they done with this virus?
Created a fear.
Created mass hysteria, panic, and fear.
And used it to try to control people.
And try to affect the outcome of the elections, too.
Yep.
And
that's part of the control.
I think part of it was also a test to see just how many people they could get to submit to mm-hmm. it and agree to, okay, yeah, I'm going to follow all these guidelines that you give me, even though most of them don't make any sense at all.
No. In fact, some of them are actually dangerous to people's health.
Yes.
Rebreathing air that you've just exhaled can be very dangerous to a number of different people in different situations.
Right. And also, you've created more separation because mm-hmm. now you've got people that are adamant about wearing masks and attacking people that they see out in public that aren't wearing masks.
Yeah.
Okay, well, my question is, if the mask works, what are you afraid of? You wear your mask, and you're protected. You shouldn't be worried about me if I'm not wearing one. By me not wearing one, according to your philosophy, I'm in danger, not you. Because if the mask works, you're protected, right?
Well, military personnel that have served overseas at various times, they usually keep the same scarf or whatever it is that they put over their faces to use as a mask, and that's dangerous because there could be things embedded in that already that attack them. So, and I think that wearing a mask anyway, there might be some things within later on in the mask that you could breathe in.
Right.
So, I don't know. I think this whole hysteria will be over after the election is over.
Yeah, but it's still going to be a problem because they're not going to relent. They're not going to accept the outcome.
Well, Rick, we have pretty well, maybe everybody doesn't agree with me, but I think the number of deaths reported from COVID has been greatly overblown.
Yes,
only about 6% of them actually were, honestly, COVID deaths, which is horrible, but it is very minor in its effect of our nation in terms of death. There are some groups that it's practically zero, younger people up to about 15 or so. And then as you get older and older, it goes up, but it's mainly associated with people who have other health problems.
Right.
So it's been blown all out of proportion. It's been distorted and used against us. The results from that have been very, very negative to a large number of people. The people who have trotted out and decorated the storefront for us to look at and believe have a great deal to answer for.
And when they're talking about, look at the science.
What science? They're not paying attention to the science.
Look at our science.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay? As long as it's our scientists that agree with our agenda, that's the science
and
we want you to look at.
And anybody who says what I believe to be the truth, they immediately fact-check.
Right. There are scientists that are on the other side of it.
Mm-hmm.
Many. But they get shut down and suppressed, and you don't see them on mainstream media. You have to go off to YouTube or somewhere else to get their reports. And doctors, there are many, many doctors that have put out videos, that have treated many, many cases.
Mm-hmm. Successfully.
Right. And talk about the hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah.
Many, 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 I mean, over 50 years worth of evidence on.
Since 1955.
Yeah. Of how it works. And looking at the maps in the countries where they have malaria a lot and they're already using hydroxychloroquine, their instances of COVID-19 are lower because.
Yep.
They're preventing some of it.
Mm-hmm. I've heard President Trump say that North Carolina should be open now. I've also was at the Dan Forrest rally for him to become the governor. He's now the lieutenant governor. And he asked a question, what has Roy Cooper done that has done any good? And Nancy Brinkley spoke up real quickly and said, created a whole lot of new Republicans. And he said, that's the best answer I've ever heard for that from my question. And I think that she has a point there, though.
Right. But, you know, there's a lot of people that think he's done an outstanding job because have bought into fear.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, they're the ones that are wearing the mask. They're the ones you see driving down the highway in a car by
alone.
Themselves with the windows rolled up and the air conditioner on with a mask on.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you do see them. I get the giggles every time I do. It looks ridiculous.
And I just want to point out, this is extreme hypocrisy to me, that the people who very Pelosi, you know, adamantly follow the science. Biden, I will listen to the scientists. I will do what the scientists say. Like, they are the end-all, be-alls. Whatever a scientist says, that is what we do. You're also the party who sit there and tell me that there are 27 genders. Yeah. You're also the party who tells me that it's not a baby until it comes out of the mother's stomach.
Well, then you look at what the politicians are doing with all of this division that they're creating. And the mainstream media is right in there, you know, working with them all together.
With malice aforethought.
Right. And it's not going to stop when the election comes. It's going to keep on going.
Mm. Well, what did Hillary tell? What did she say?
Don't concede.
Don't concede.
Under any circumstances.
Right.
Don't concede the election.
So we can look forward to,
back to
November's going to be rough.
Absolutely. Right. We also have a, it's called the Transition Integrity Project. It's TIP. And they have actually, if you go to their website, have actually put a call out for a street fight after the election when Trump wins. The Democrats start saying what they're going to do. They're not going to concede. Now, these are the Hillary will also in the same breath tell you that President Trump is the first president who ever said he would not accept the election results. And here she is telling you, do not concede under any circumstances. They're telling you to get ready for a street fight. They Joe Biden has a team of lawyers already in a, quote, war room to have a legal battle over the election.
Right.
Already has right. this in place.
And that's an interesting thing, brings up some recent news here in North Carolina, is that our voter ID bill that was being suppressed and stopped by a judge.
The
appeals court has overturned that ruling, so it can move forward. Now it's got to go to the Supreme Court. But once it gets there, hopefully it'll happen before election time.
Because then, it is the will of the people. Right. We voted for it.
It's a constitutional amendment. So
Can it be unconstitutional?
Right. When it,
well, that's an oxymoron.
There it is, but that's the way these liberal judges look at things.
I have a question about that. It goes to the North Carolina Supreme Court now?
Yes.
Okay. There's only one Republican on that court, is there not?
That's right. There's seven justices.
So what do you think the odds are of it staying in place?
You know, I heard one member of the General Assembly speculate that perhaps that won't be fought, just that it will be asserted that there isn't time to implement it for this election. I don't know. Is it certain that it's going to the North Carolina Supreme Court?
I don't understand how this works.
What, no matter what, it will become a strong political issue, because if the Supreme Court knocks it down again, reverses the appeals court, all of a sudden this will bring people out from the woodwork that would have supported a constitutional amendment as it was written and passed. Mm-hmm. It will bring them out of the woodwork.
I do hope you're right.
And I did read a report where Roy Cooper last week or so was in D.C. trying to make sure that the judges held it back, that it wouldn't go, but it got overturned.
One of my absolute favorite videos that pops up every once in a while on my news feed, and I love to rewatch it. What are the reasons they give you for voter ID, not to have voter ID? What are the reasons?
They say it's
suppressing the vote. Exactly. It's going to suppress the vote.
It's discrimination against minorities. This
you mean
man
they won't be able to vote twice or something like that.
Well, it's they talk about the you know how hard it is for them to get minorities to get an ID.
Which is insulting.
Well, this guy goes into minority communities and just flat out asks them, you know, do you have a driver's license with you? And they're like, of course I do. And how did you get your driver's license? Was it hard? And they're like, no, I went down to 10th Street and, you know, just went in there and got it. And then they say, well, how do you feel about when they say this, that you're not smart enough to go get one, and they flat out, they're like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. You have to have a driver's license for everything.
Yep. Now that makes sense.
Well, jumping back real quick to the virus issue, you know that the Democrats, the leftists, the liberals, whatever you want to say, if they had any evidence that could harm Donald Trump, they would use it.
Oh, yeah.
So they're spilling all this information about how dangerous this virus is, and they talk about, look at these people at the Trump rally. They're not wearing masks. They're not social distancing. They're all right on top of each other. Well, how many Trump rallies have you seen that exceeded thousands of people? I'm talking about the last couple of months. And they're all in there packed together, shoulder to shoulder. Don't you think if that had started an outbreak of the virus,
it would have been front page of every paper in the country and
24
on
hours,
CNN, NBC, blah, 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 blah.
So it's just 24/7. Not happening. It's just not happening, because if it was, they'd be using it. He was next.
I was going to jump back to the voting thing right now. Even if the voter ID thing does come back in, it would probably not apply to absentee ballots where the State Board of Elections has said you don't need to compare signature to signature. What I want to do is I want to also add a very, very quick story. When we were in Massachusetts, we had a friend who was had come in seeking political asylum, and she didn't have her passport. She had escaped from Russia, I guess, or Ukraine, actually, and she didn't have passport, she didn't have the birth certificate, everything like that, because it was all confiscated. So she was over here in Massachusetts. Well, she wanted something to identify herself. She went to the DMV up there, which, again, had a long line, sort of like North Carolina, but she went to the DMV and she said she wanted an ID. They said, well, you need a give a birth certificate or a passport. And she said, I don't have either one of those. Well, all of a sudden, she was an actress. She went into a tirade because she said, how am I going to buy cigarettes? How am I going to buy liquor? How am I going to buy anything without an ID? And she just intimidated the people there to finally give her an ID. And then she converted that into a driver's license.
Yeah, intimidation is a weapon they use often.
Hal? I've forgotten what I was going to say.
All right. Well, we're going to take another quick break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. this Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout Eastern North Carolina. Pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, I'm going to switch tracks here and let's talk about some other issues. And, you know, we've said a little bit about global warming, and let's look at all the storms that we've had to deal with this year. Quite a bit of Category 4s.
And this Sally's a bad old gal, they say.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's in, she hit Louisiana today.
Yeah.
It's just that she's moving so
Three
slow.
Miles an hour is the last thing I heard.
Yeah. She is up to the equivalent of Hurricane Flo.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Speeds up to 110.
Really?
Something like
that. You know, remember how Hurricane Flo just dropped rain along.
So we've heard about the fires in the West Coast. We've heard about the storms. We've had the economic downturn. Because of the COVID virus and all that. Who can remember one president having to deal with so many major issues like this? And the mainstream media can't find anything to complain about because the help and the aid has been pre-staged every time something's coming or happening. He's got a team already in advance.
That's right. Not to do with the response to those sorts of things, and
right.
They've been coming thick and heavy.
Right.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's not, you know, as long as I have been paying attention to news reports on major hurricanes and things like that, it's always been where's FEMA, where's help. You mm-hmm. know, this is where we don't have food, we don't have water, we don't have electricity. And you're right. That's not a plaintive cry that we're hearing right now. He is. Ready. I mean, he fixes the roof while it's the sun's shining.
Yeah, like the hospital ships.
Mm-hmm.
One in New York set out there wasn't even used.
Yeah, I mean he is prepared, and you're right. They don't. I would also like to point out about the Middle East peace agreements that, you know, these aren't made with phone calls.
Right.
I mean, this is a very long, intense, involved. Think of how long these wars and disagreements have been in the Middle East. And this is something he's brought about. And my favorite show, The View, today, pointed out, they pulled up the segment where Pelosi says, they asked her about it, about the Middle East agreements. And she said, well, it's nice for him to have a distraction.
Distraction.
Yes.
Holy yeah. Toledo.
Yes.
Well, when you're talking about the Mideast agreements, it's the approach that he's taken. They decided, okay, this diplomacy, these diplomatic policies that have been in place for decades don't work.
Yeah, they all started with Palestine. The Palestinians don't want peace. That's not where they were. And every single one of them started there. So Donald Trump says, not messing around with that. That's a waste of time. And started in other places and started based on mutual economic welfare of the people in countries involved. And it's working.
All right. Well, I just wanted to point out another example of bringing in an outsider that's not a career politician and how much he's been able to get done.
I just want to go back to the hurricanes a minute. Now, I'm not a scientist. I don't claim to be a scientist. I'm probably the most unscientific person I've ever met.
But you are very
on TV.
But it seems to me that things are getting named earlier than they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because how many hurricanes have we had hit land this year? I think we've had three or four.
Yeah.
Which is kind of our average hurricane season.
And we're up to Sally.
And we're up to, we're past Sally. I think we're at Victoria or something, the way we're going. But I think we're naming things that we didn't used to name. Now, I could be wrong on that. But we've got a couple of things that are going up the Atlantic.
They name them when they turn into a tropical storm, not necessarily a hurricane.
Yeah, exactly.
And we've got like five out there in the Atlantic right now.
And they name them. Mm-hmm.
And they may never see land.
Right.
But we've named them.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Good
point. That's always been.
We've always named them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even when they come off Africa.
Yeah.
Yep.
When they become a tropical storm, they get a name.
Yeah, but I do think what our equipment is getting so much better, so it's more sensitive and picking up single storm out there.
Yeah, we were talking a few minutes about the criticism about the president's response to the FEMA's response to the hurricanes and disasters and things like that. Well, back several years ago, I served in the Department of Military Affairs, which is in the governor of Virginia's staff. And we talked about the responsibility to respond to disasters, and it was, at that time, a state responsibility. The only thing that FEMA had to do was, after the disaster occurred, then they made loans to people, you know, money, in other words, made loans to people who had suffered from the disaster and need to recover from it. But now it seems to be entirely a federal response to it.
Well, I think he's doing a good job with it, honestly. And I've seen in the past with other presidents where it was all political about, okay, they didn't get this done, they didn't get that done. But I'm not hearing where the mainstream media is saying, great job, we had, it was there, it, the help arrived, they got the job done. We have had governors, like Governor of California, governors of New York, that acknowledged that he was bringing in everything they needed.
I'm sure.
But then they turn right around and attack him,
right.
You know.
Right.
Speaking of great jobs, the Census Bureau came up with a report this week that pointed out that Americans saw their best economic gains in half a century last year. The median household income grew by $4,400 in 2019. The poverty rate went down to 10.5%. And minority groups, including African Americans, Hispanic Americans, and Asian Americans, saw the largest gains in income, while poverty rates, that 10.5%, is a record low. I can't talk. Wash my tongue. Can't do a thing with it. Is a record low for every single race and every single ethnic group in America. Now that's a success story. Yep. If you heard the mainstream media bringing that up,
no.
Well, the way that that's reported, whenever those talking points are brought up, the left wants to say it's all, you know, well, you didn't do this. This was handed to you on a silver platter by the Obama administration.
Right.
So they do attribute it to Obama, that's why, you know, Obama said it.
2019?
Yes, Obama set it up, and now you're seeing the fruition of it. Okay, yep. So Trump had nothing to do with it. But they also blame Trump for allowing the coronavirus to run rampant and destroy lives and our economy. Okay, so there is no question our economy took a deep dive, took a very big hit.
Mm.
We are now having the quickest economic recovery in history.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which I'll point out that Obama Biden presided over the slowest
yes.
recession recovery ever.
Yes.
But we're having the quickest. So I'm just can't wait to see who they give credit to for that, because they're not going to give it to Trump.
Right. Well, you know, it just goes to show you, nothing's really changed except.
Actually, I think things have changed to the degree that it has gotten remarkably worse, and that instead of trying to hide who they are and what they are, they're showing it to us.
They're out in the open. They're proud of it, actually. I mean, if you listen to them, and they think they are so smart and they've got control of everything, that they're just out there blatant about it and smirking, like when Nancy Pelosi stood there and tore up the the president's speech, the address,
State of the Union.
That was disgusting.
She made a comment today, and she was bragging about it, that she has not spoken to Trump for 2 years. The Speaker of the House should not be bragging about that, regardless of who they are and who the president is.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a slap in the face of what our founding fathers intended.
But she prays for him every night, right?
Well, she said she does. Okay, let's change it a little bit here, and let's talk a little bit about CCTA, Coast Carolina's Taxpayers Association. Folks, you can find out a lot about us on our website, but we have some other avenues, too. We have this radio show, which if you're listening to it, you're familiar with it. We also have a page in the County Compass newspaper. Now, if you're not familiar with the County Compass newspaper, it's a local publication. It covers how many counties?
About nine.
Yeah, nine counties. And we have a full page in that every week. Yep. Rainer, tell us a little bit about the Coast Carolina page.
Well, it typically is anything that CCTA has been active in doing. It is anchored by something called the Trump Report Card that Connie Hanna has done since its inception. We've been doing this for a while now. We just did our 155th issue of our page today. So it'll be when this comes out, it'll be the one that's on the newsstand. Connie does that Trump Report. She comes up with things. We've talked about what the mainstream media leaves out. Connie gets it.
Yes.
And she presents it in an interesting way. Sometimes you read a whole paragraph and then start giggling because you realize that she's just pulled the curtain open on something that the mainstream media was bound and determined we not know about.
Right.
So I just can't wait to get her report every single week.
Right.
And this week we of course did a Craven County Board of Education candidates forum, and we've got a photo story about that. And that was really neat because it brought out contrasts among the candidates.
Right. It's always very interesting. Well, that's a little bit about CCTA. Again, if you want to find out more about us, go to cctaxpayers.com, cctaxpayers.com. It's all the time we have for this week's show. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next week.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
The CCTA truly appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring all of you Wake Up Call every Sunday. Those sponsors include Professional Auto Services on Country Club Road in New Bern, Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutrition consultant, Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend. Other great supporters are RightWingGranny.com with a unique perspective on the news, B&J Seafood on US 70 in New Bern, the North Carolina Fisheries Association, Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair on Highway 17 South in New Bern, also the County Compass, serving Pamlico, Beaufort, Craven, and Carteret counties, Dr. J. Singleton, Moore's Old Time Barbecue. Tune in for the CCTA Wake-Up Call every Sunday on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240.